Ooh, yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. Check it out at rockpaperpodcast.com. Yeah, dig it!
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Check them out, 4191A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove, right between the demo and the ready room. Check them out this Friday, they got new records coming in from Adele, The Rolling Stones, All Them Witches, Skillet, Roger Waters Band, The Roots, Pentatonix, Everclear, Sum 41, Kurt Cobain, all kinds of different stuff coming in. So go down there, pick up a new record, check out their growing local selection they have there. So also, they're always looking to add to it. So if you got a band and you're looking to get your stuff on the shelves at the record store, go down, talk to those guys, and they'll work out a deal. They got live in-store performances a lot on Saturdays and Sundays. The next one is Saturday. Saturday the 21st with... It's a turntable takeover with Everything Went Black, presented by Fort Hands Brewery. So come down, get yourself some beer, listen to some tunes. It'd be a great day. Also, mark the calendar for November 28th. Rock Paper Podcast presents Connor Lau with Brian Owen and Hands and Feet. Live in-store performance 2 to 4, November 28th. Find them online, musicrecordshop.com, Facebook, Twitter.
Howdy, I'm Corey.
And I'm Christopher.
And we are super fun, yeah, yeah.
Rocket Ship.
And you're listening to the Rock
Paper
Podcast. Yeah.
This is Rock Paper Podcast with Shane and his guests. You will listen to what he says.
Tell me why.
It's nothing but a podcast.
Tell me why.
We're making this for your ass.
Tell me why.
All you gotta do is download Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
We call this the fever.
We can touch the sky, baby. Just close your eyes, baby. Put your mind at ease, baby. And let's get crazy, baby.
What's going on, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, episode 139, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, with the guys of Super Fun Yeah Yeah Rocket Ship. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey,
thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is exciting. I've been following you guys for a while with the, you know, and it's exciting to come actually get to meet you guys and talk and hang out for a while tonight.
It's nice to meet you too.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I'm the honors. It's all
some of side. Some of it's ours.
We also have some the of honor. It is ours. We are also very honored. Yeah,
we'll fight you for that honor.
Yeah, I think one of the first things that where you guys caught my attention at. You guys got to open for the Mummies, right?
Yeah.
Like the pageant?
Yep.
Yeah, we did. That was crazy.
Those guys, Here Come the Mummies, are one of my favorite acts to watch. They're just a ton of fun, and just a great show overall, and the songs are a lot of fun, and catchy, and can dance, and sing along, and most of them are pretty dirty, and... It's always a good time, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, they...
And they dress up like mummies.
Yeah, sure, yeah. It's a bunch of stinky mummies. The pageant, like, gives away those vouchers. Check in on Facebook and stuff, and I ended up picking one of those, and it was like... it just happened to be for the Mummies or something. I think that's how... But anyway, originally I was like, I don't know these guys. I end up like... YouTube search, and I found a video of them on Bob and Tom doing Pants, and which has since become one of my favorites they do. And so I went down and watched the show, took my wife. I was like, hey, let's go check out the show. It seems like it could be fun. And then, like, I didn't realize they do the whole show as mummies, and then they step off the stage and they don't talk at all. They stay in character.
Yeah.
You know, they only come alive to do the show, and afterwards it's just a bunch of grunts and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, so I thought that was a lot of fun just to add to it, the mystique of the whole thing. And,
yeah.
But they, like, I don't know, something I've read on, like, their, you know, their webpage is like, you know, whatever, 1600s or whatever it is. They go the whole storyline, and then, like, nobody has...
Oh, they have, like, a huge backstory for each mummy.
Yeah. And I don't know if 1600s is correct. I forget my world history, but anyway, that's just
the Renaissance was happening in the 1600s.
It was the
The Renaissance.
The 1960s. Yeah. Mummies.
All right.
But yeah, that show was awesome.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And yeah, like, I don't think either of us had, like, I had heard of them. My boss at work, like, years ago was like, hey, you need to check out this band. Here come the Mummies. And I was like, all right. And I was like, that's the Mummies. And then I don't know. I just didn't really like even check them out. I was like, ah, whatever, boss dude. Anyway, I don't know, listen to you. But then, but yeah, and then we got asked to play it. And I was like, play the pageant? I was like, oh, like, we're big time fancy boys.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was awesome. And the main Mummy dude was very proud to show us that.
That wasn't the main Mummy dude.
He was the main. He was like
that wasn't the main guy.
One of the singing mummies.
Was
one,
he?
Well, yeah, he was one of the singing mummies. When one of those singing mummies, the picture, like, a lot of bands that play at the pageant, they get their picture taken with Joe Edwards.
All right.
And when he'll, like, swing by and get his picture taken with him, the mummy dude was very excited to point us out. He's like, oh, look at that there. What do you see there? And we're like, singing.
It was, like, their band photo with Joe. And
right.
Backstage at the pageant, kind of like at Blueberry Hill, his restaurant, there's pictures of Joe with celebrities
sure.
and musicians
oh,
just
yeah.
covering all the walls.
Yeah, anybody that's been through there, yeah. I got to go back there once with the Urge VIP with them and hang out backstage nice. And saw all those pictures.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this picture in particular had a little Easter egg in it, or two little Easter eggs, I guess you would say. Do you want
yes.
to tell them how it was revealed to
well,
us?
Well, the mummy man pointed out that he had taken his ball sack out of his pants and was holding his balls out in the picture.
And he's, like, with, right in the middle of the
like,
picture.
Yeah, like, yeah. And you, so you just see, like, he's like, that's my balls. And I was like, oh. So.
And then he was like, I gotta take a picture of this and send it to my mom.
Yeah.
And he did. That's good.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. So if you're ever backstage at the pageant, look for the mummy balls.
Mummy
yeah.
balls.
Yeah.
If you're
you win a prize if you can find
hashtag
it.
Yeah. Mummy balls.
Hashtag
yeah. Trending right now on Twitter. Mummy balls worldwide.
Yeah.
We started it. Well, actually, he started it, but we're spreading the word about his balls.
Yeah. But so I'm pretty sure that's when I first started hearing the name, and then we have a lot of mutual friends, I found out, and I started seeing more and stuff, and through the power of Facebook, and then I became friends with Corey on there, and I was keeping track of you guys, and I'm like, yeah, I need to sit down and talk to these guys, and so here I am. So yeah, this is exciting stuff.
Yeah.
So these guys got a couple big shows coming up to check out. Saturday, the 21st. At Layla in the Grove. Friday, December 18th at Schlafly Tap Room. Who's on that bill with you guys, you know?
Celia's
Yuletide Express.
Express.
And Town Cars.
Oh, right. Cool. Town Cars is
yeah.
good? Nice. Yeah, Town Cars is great.
Yeah.
And Celia's Yuletide Express, we played with them last year at the Tap Room for like a Christmas show, and it's just tons of people singing Christmas songs, and it's nuts, and
huh.
it was awesome.
Yeah.
Unless you're Jewish. And it's just boring. It doesn't make any sense.
And then, I guess, this is a Rock Paper Podcast exclusive, right?
Yeah.
This is a
world premiere.
World premiere. Cue the music, guys. This is our January 9th at the Heavy Anchor. So that'd be cool. That's a fun spot. I don't think I've been to. Oh no, I did. I saw Fivefold play in there, so I did go to a rock show there.
Mm-hmm.
But most of my experience at Heavy Anchor is the loser shows, with Jeremy Essig and.
Yeah.
And all them, so I don't know if you got to catch that at all. But
I've heard of it,
yeah,
but I've never been to one.
It's a lot of fun.
Never heard of it.
So I'll briefly tell you. Loser live action game show. It's kind of a brainchild of Jeremy Essig and Chris Ward. And they mix trivia and video games and pizza roll eating contest and live, like, they do like a, usually act out a skit based upon like some sort of 90s television show or some along those lines. It's a lot of various elements to come into play, and it's there's a karaoke kind of round. So there's two teams play against each other, and then the audience can help, you know, participate too in a little bit, and it's just a lot of fun. Good times. They do it monthly down there, and they've been like a year and a half or something they've been doing it. So it's a good time. It's a good show. Yeah. So if you like video games, karaoke, trivia, all that stuff.
Yeah, and I believe Heather Lindsay started like hosting it or something. Also,
yeah.
I think she took Chris.
Yeah, I think Chris stepped maybe? Chris stepped down, and then Chris also played like a tiny drum set, and like which is always really funny to watch a 6 foot plus guy sitting at a like a play school drums kit and playing like they do on the karaoke rounds, like Jeremy plays guitar and Chris plays drums to the song, so you have to sing along with them as they learn these songs and like TLC Waterfalls or something, mm-hmm. and like, you know, so it's really funny watching that. So
yeah,
good time. Anyway, so if you're free, you should go check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's a good time. Pizza rolls, can't go wrong there. I participated in the very first one, which was exciting. Didn't really get to use my full potential. I misunderstood some of the rules or something. The last round was the skit. The skit happened to be based on Saved by the Bell, and so it was kind of one of those things like you have to fill out like character names, like, or actors that played them or something along the way. So like I knew all this stuff. Saved by the Bell was my show, man. Like I knew a lot of random facts about Saved by the Bell, but
you're
like a
screech freak.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was supposed to be answering as it was going on. Like I thought there was like a fill in the blank afterwards or something. It turns out like my team's over there and I'm like enjoying the show, and then afterwards they're like, all right, turn in your paper. I'm like, what? You know, so anyway, so and apparently my team didn't know anything about Saved by the Bell, so we lost all those points. So
I feel like they should have been more clear about the rules.
Yeah, well, like I said, it was the first one. There was a lot of things that were trying to work out the kinks of everything. Right. It was like, and it's very loose kind of show anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's like we're just having fun with it. So,
yeah.
But you know, felt there was a missed opportunity there.
Yeah, I think they should have you back.
Yeah, I got to redeem myself. Yeah. And I need to do Saved by the Bell again.
Yes. So.
You guys watch that stuff? Do you grow up on Saved by the Bell or any of that TV?
My sister would watch it, so I saw it sometimes, and I think I would just watch it every once in a while. So
yeah.
I'm familiar with the product of Saved by the Bell,
right.
But I'm not super into it, but yeah. I know my sister was, so I'm like, I know all about Zach and Slater and Screech. I never liked Slater.
Zac Efron was in them.
He was in High School Musical, but
I've seen that,
which also fantastic.
Yeah,
High School Musical 2,
even better.
It's the best one.
High School Musical 3, didn't see it.
Oh, it was okay.
I don't know.
I did not watch Saved by the Bell as a child because we did not have TV for a long time.
Yeah.
And when we got TV, the only thing I was allowed to watch was the News Hour with Jim Lehrer on PBS. And Sesame Street, that was kind of my treat. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was a big part of my life.
It's a big no-no.
Big no-no. Very forbidden show in my house.
Yeah.
I did not watch anything cool growing up. I still haven't watched anything cool. I saw Ghostbusters when I was like 22.
Right.
Like, and it was okay.
Like evenings. I got off work at like midnight, and then like I go home and wind down and whatever, and then I didn't fall asleep watching Saved by the Bell like every morning at 6 a.m. on TBS, and and that was like that was my cue to go to bed.
Hey, fall, so I was
like, Saved by the Bell's on. I'm like, I'm gonna watch this episode and go to bed. So I watched a lot of Saved by the Bell reruns on TBS. So.
Nice.
But yeah. Yeah, so anyway, you guys got this brand new music video out now for the single Touch My Butt.
Touch My Butt.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, is this where'd all this come about? Where
the song or the video or...
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Well,
do you write all the lyrics for you, or you write together, or
for the most part, I think I write most of them. Chris will throw some stuff in that I'm like, oh, yeah, that's... He usually has better ideas than me, I feel like. Like, tonight we were going over a song, and he threw something in, and I was like, oh, shit, that's dope. So
he didn't say that.
I didn't say it. In my head, I said, oh, shit, that's dope. I don't want to give Chris a big head or nothing.
Yeah.
But Touch My Butt, I think, started... I had the idea of, you know, that... I just feel that way in my personal life.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that anyone listening to this has not heard the song, so...
Oh.
Explain what you mean by that's how I feel.
That is a good idea, Chris. Touch My Butt is just about being afraid of having someone touch your butt. And it's... Because not everyone's like, yeah, grab my ass. Like, no. Like, you touch some... It's like, if I get my butt touched, I'm like, oh, this feels really awkward and horrible, and I don't like it. Could you not ever do that again? So, that was my kind of feelings.
I just want to say that I'm the exact opposite. You can definitely touch my butt. Just
grab it.
Right away. I'm totally down.
Smack it. Yeah. Twist it. Pinch it.
Throw it away.
Bop it.
Bop it.
Bop it.
You know, I've just been dealing with this issue a lot. And I think I just started, that started creeping in my head.
You started whistling the song before you came up with the words, didn't you?
Yeah, I wonder if I did. I'm trying to think.
Sing it at work college?
I think I came up with the words. I think I was hanging out with my girlfriend, and I was, like, trying to run away from her because she was trying to touch my butt, and I was like, no, no, no. That's probably how it went. And then I was...
that's probably how it went.
That's probably how it went.
And no, I sang, no, no.
And then I put my hand out, like, to stop. And then I sang the chorus to the song, which is, you know, it takes time to touch my butt. And then...
So it's not... totally out of the realm.
So I think that's
a possibility of touching your butt. It's just it takes time.
It takes time. Well, that's what the song's about. It's the song's about love growing and you just learning to touch butts. About just so then the butt is touched.
Or
and
are you
okay.
learning? Are you learning, like, to have your butt touched?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it is. It's like, hey, you just can't just grab hold. Slow down.
I don't like this, but since I like you, I'll let you do
it. Yeah, pump the brakes.
That's what love is.
Hold your horses a little bit.
Let someone do something to your body that makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, so
that's what it is to be in love.
And then you get comfortable with it, and then you're like...
No, you don't.
Yeah. Put a little baby oil on there.
Yeah.
Slather it.
Talcum.
Lather. Powder. Put some talcum. Powder it. Put the oil on. Vegetable oil. Canola oil. Coconut oil. All good butt oils. So
you've come around.
I've come around.
By the end of the song.
I mean, yeah. By the end of the song.
Spoiler.
I'm like, do whatever you want. Get in there.
I have way.
Pummel it. Pummel that booty.
Yeah.
It's that sick booty. So, so that's kind of what the song's about.
And then the video, though, is really just a documentary about economics.
Yeah. Video is a lot of found. It's like a found footage film. It's like a paranormal activity.
A Blair Witch,
yeah,
it's if
a
you will.
Blair with a lot of shaky cam. Yeah, so we got the Blair Witch to be in our video, and it's pretty cool. But video, there's a lot of butts. I think the goal was, hey, let's put a bunch of butts in here.
Sure.
And then so that's what we did.
I
think we accomplished that goal.
It's a lot of buzz. And I'm very proud of it. It's my favorite video we've done, I think. It's near and dear to my heart.
Are you more proud? I'm sorry. Can I ask a question? Sure, Am I allowed to ask questions?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you more proud of the song or the video?
I think
is this a chicken egg question?
Yeah.
Because there wouldn't be a video without it.
There wouldn't be a video without that song.
I'm sorry, I rescind my question.
I like the song a lot, too. I think it's real. I like the whistling kazoo part. I'm like, really? Yeah. Like, that's dope.
They don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there's a part in the song where there's whistling and kazoo. And I think the whole time, like, when in my head I came up with the whistle, I was like, there's going to be a butthole, and it's going to whistle this part in the video.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, I've just been, like, sitting on it, like an old hen, sitting on an egg.
Sitting on it like a butt.
Like this song and video were a little egg, and we've just been sitting on it, like a couple of old hens, and we've been, like, for, like, a year.
It has not been a year.
I swear it's been, maybe not a year. It's been, like, 6 months. Yeah. It's been a while, just being like, huh.
It's been a while.
Just waiting, like, huh, maybe someday I'm going to finish this song. It was a lot of me, like, not being able to write any other words to it besides, like, four lines and having an idea. But then it all came together.
Or, yeah. I think there was a big hold up where you were like, this is how the song goes, and then you whistled it, and you're really bad at whistling.
I'm really bad at whistling.
And so I was just like, does it go like this? And then I would play something or sing it or whatever, and nope, it goes like this, crappy whistling.
Yeah, that happened.
That took hours.
Yeah, so there was a lot of, you know, we got in a big band fight over that one.
We sued each other.
Because I was like, no, that's not how it goes. And even when we recorded the song, Secret, very secret thing. Tazu Marshall, who recorded the song at Utopia Studios, he did the whistling on the song because we couldn't do it.
Neither of us. I
tried.
I did like, just talk shit on his whistling, but I couldn't do it either.
Weep, 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 weep. That's how I whistle. I can't do it.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't.
Stop.
It is. First, I think it's got to be the first whistling butt I've ever seen in a music video. Good. So,
thank God.
Check that off the bucket list.
Yes.
The video is fantastic. I crack up. I was showing it to my wife today, and just laughing.
That's
so
great to hear.
Yeah,
I was showing your video to my wife.
Yeah,
we do not hear that.
Yeah, if I had a dollar. Every time someone said that, I'd have a dog.
You gotta be careful which one of our videos you show.
Yeah. Well, she's well aware of my a silly sense of humor, so, like, the fact that...
it's good that she knows.
Right. Yeah, so I'm like, you know, when she saw whistling butts, you know, she knew.
She was like, oh,
this is right up Shane's alley. So.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so, like, you know, and then that... So was, anyway, she, and then... course, the whistling is very catchy. It got stuck in my head. I'm at work whistling, around, and
that's great.
You know,
I would whistle it at work. It was stuck in my head. Before we did it, I was like, I want to do this song. It's in my head.
Yeah,
I just feel it. I feel this deep emotion about this song. Deep emotion about butts.
but it turned out great though. I was. As soon as you guys shared it and stuff, I was watched it, and it's good stuff.
Corey's been just taking off with his video editing skills.
Yeah.
Corey comes up with most of the concepts for the videos, does all the filming and editing of the videos. I try to do as little as possible. Try to be in it as little as possible.
You just stand there and look
cranky. I think, like, every video that I have either seen him do or... because he was doing music videos before I joined. And it was always fun to help out or watch him do it. And he was always involving people. And he's getting better and better every time with his editing. I'm always surprised that it looks good and not like garbage, because that's what I would make is garbage.
Thanks,
Chris.
Yeah, you're real good at that.
I think Chris is his acting in the videos.
Acting.
His acting has been getting better.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I've been taking a lot of classes.
You know, I'm like, this guy
Like you might not notice this, but in the Touch My Butt music video, my hair is in braids, which I learned that in acting school.
Yeah.
That's you can make your hair act by braiding. That's what I did for you.
Yeah. You did great.
Thank you.
Well, I just won this major award.
Yeah. You need a
Nobel?
Emmy. What?
That's you guys ever watch Conan at all?
I haven't in a while.
Yeah.
Like a little bit after he moved to TBS, but yeah. I haven't seen him in a bit.
Yeah, I mean I was a huge Conan fan. I loved Late Night when he was on, you know, doing that, and then you know, watched the Tonight Show stuff for a quick minute that he was there, and then I do really like the TBS show a lot, too. And then I kind of got... I used to watch Fallon, like, for just his guest. I would fast-forward through his monologue, and I'd watch his guest. And
that's
then,
crazy.
Like,
everyone thinks he's so funny.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But I always watch Conan for his monologue. Mm-hmm. But anyway, like, so somewhere in there became a transition where I started watching more Fallon for a while, and then like I kind of haven't watched as much Conan lately, and then but I went back and I watched a bunch the other night on my DVR and was just cracking up, and I really love all the like the remote pieces he does and stuff, and like the he just did a Clueless Gamer stuff, which is those are always cracking me up. He did one for Fallout 4 that came out, and anyway, it's just a lot of laughs because he's funny.
Yeah,
the whole joke is he's a terrible gamer, so it's It's really funny. But anyway, reason I was thinking about that, because usually in his monologue, he ends up, like, doing some kind of act out, like, he does something, you know, something with a canoe, and he's, like, you know, paddling it, and he sets on his rowboat, and then, you know, and then he's like, oh, I just won this, you know, Oscar and stuff, or something, you know, and, like, it always, so that's where I was going with that.
My favorite Conan thing, because I also liked him. Clearly hate him now. I just don't watch it. But when I did watch a couple episodes of Late Night Conan O'Brien, my favorite thing was he did something where like he's like, I've been bored and I'm gonna let people call in and leave me voicemails to the show, and then I'll play them and respond to them. And so he starts playing this one, and it's this guy, and he's like, oh, hey Conan, I just called. I just think it'd be really cool to meet you. Hang on, the doorbell's ringing. And then he answers the door, and Conan's there. And he's like, I brought nachos. Do you want to hang out? That's great. Because that's what I would do if someone left me a voicemail saying they wanted to be my friend. I'd probably interrupt them and throw nachos at their face. Be like, no.
Always,
not be friends.
I always got a kick out of too, during when they were on Late Night, that, Max Weinberg was like always naked.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they'd be doing some skit and like Max would be like naked on Conan's desk and stuff, and like
Max is funny.
Yeah.
I think Max is so funny. I mean, he is a silly guy.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I really bummed about on TBS, that Max didn't go over there with him, but
Does he have Andy?
Yeah, Andy's there. He's that was the plus. Was
do they still do in the year 2000?
They've done it. I mean, they've been doing the TBS show for a good while now. But yeah, they've done it a couple times.
I'm glad they still do that.
there's a couple of things that they, you know, some stuff they can't do because NBC owns.
Oh right.
So there's
that same problem.
Yeah, but like the I think that for a long time like. You know, there was something like, and also he lost some of his writers that did like those things. So there was stuff like there was that their character kind of deal, and like so they just didn't do it. And, but there was like one where the masturbating panda, was like a thing that like everybody kept wanting to come back, and then eventually they were like, oh, you couldn't do it, and then eventually they end up just doing it, and they're like, So, I don't know. I guess NBC finally...
relinquished.
Gave up, whatever. Yeah, so.
You know what? Fine. Take this masturbating bear back.
Yeah, we don't need this jack-off bear. You can just have it.
But yeah, that's... It's kind of silly, that whole, you know, copyrights. I mean, some of it makes sense, but
yeah.
If it's Conan's show and stuff, he should have rights to some of his stuff. But of course, you know, NBC's oversees all of that or whatever it is. Yeah. And but anyway, it's kind of the bummer thing.
Yeah.
So I was watching. I was listening to some of the other stuff. A couple of other ones that I enjoyed was the Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I noticed there was like, I guess it's just all from personal, you write a lot from personal favorites, like wrestling and comic books and things.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like not as much anymore. Like, the Randy Savage one's pretty new, I guess. Like, back when the band started, it was kind of, like, a lot. Like, I did a lot of, like, kind of comic book things, like, more, like, nerdy stuff. And then, as I got older, we just got, like, sexier and dirtier.
Right.
And now we're just, like, kind of, like, just dumb and goofy. But, with that Randy Savage song, yeah, I just, it's like, I like Randy Savage a lot. And,
He had died. He had perished.
He had died. Here's what I want.
Sadly.
That was a really old song, actually. I just remembered. That was, like, a super old song, but I hated the music to it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I only played it a couple times, and I was like, I hate this song. And then, like, so I quit playing it. I was like, someday I want to get some new music and redo it and make it better. And then Chris came along,
It
happened. Chris was born, and he just wailed. Knocked it out of the park, and I was like, oh, shit.
I cried after I was born.
He cried, and he wailed, he weeped, wept, he weeped. But yeah, so that song, yeah, I just did a Macho Man song way back in the day, and I remember, like, in my head, I was like, I want to make this song. Macho Man has a rap album. I want him.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do a remix, and I want him to rap on it. And then he died. So that will never happen.
Rest in peace, Macho Man.
R.I.P. But, yeah. So that's... I like that song a lot. I dig it.
Yeah. We, my buddy Alex does a lot of voices just, you know, as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him up one day. I told him to come over. Let's just record a bunch of plugs for the show. And one of them is Macho Man. And he does a pretty decent Macho Man, and
nice.
The way he gets in character, he said, you just gotta talk like you're taking a shit. Like, you just get that,
that's exactly right.
You know, it's funny because we all know exactly what he means by that, because we've all talked while we were pooping. Yeah. We've all done it.
I just usually scream the entire time. Just screaming at the top of my lungs. That's a lot of that. And stomping. Like tiny stomps.
That can't be good.
Oh. He shakes it out.
Shakes it out.
That's the next Taylor Swift song.
Shake it out.
Shake it out. I guess that you guys were saying this is another newer single, is the Fever.
Yeah, released our recordings of the Fever and Touch My Butt at the same time, and in a little single EP type thing called the Touch My Butt Fever. And it's two songs, which I believe are Touch My Butt and the Fever. And
what's it called?
It's called the Touch My Butt Fever, which is a combination of the two songs that are on it.
I see. That's a good idea.
And yeah. So the Fever is also an older song by Corey that we revamped because he hated the music. And, and how do you feel about it now?
Oh, man. It's dope. I love it. It's dope. I love playing the Fever. Like, I love playing it live. And I like the recording a lot too, but I love playing it live. That's one of my favorite songs, just because it's, and that's one of the songs, like, I've said this before, I think, but like, people will be like, oh, I like that song. I like that one. Like, and I'm like, so you're saying all the others are very bad, but you're like, oh, that Fever song, I like that one.
Yeah.
Like, we've got that a lot about that one song. Like, people are like, that's a good one.
No one has told me that they like it. Oh, it's been Corey.
I've gotten it a lot. People are like, will be like, oh, I like your Fever song.
Sure.
I like that one. That's one I like. Like, how they say it, oh, what is it? I'm like,
right. You know, we have other ones, right?
Yeah. And they're like, no.
No. It's like this one.
No. Yeah. But, yeah, and I like that song a lot because there's a part where also I talk about my butt. Something about putting my butt on the floor, and then at a show one time, I just, like, stuck my butt on the floor and started rubbing it on the floor like a dog, and I was like, this is great. So now I just do it every time.
Yeah.
Except for when you're on concrete, is any risk ripping your pantaloons?
Yes, I did that one time, and there's all that blood on the ground.
What?
I rubbed my butt so hard on the concrete.
Oh.
It just chafed. Yeah, and it's just scraped blood everywhere.
Yeah, but, that old story.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. And then we did it at Union Station for the Strange Folk Festival recently, and I was rubbing my butt on the ground, no big deal, and then one of the guys that works at the fudgery hopped down and started rubbing his butt too, and I was like, this is the greatest moment of my life.
That was so great when he did that. He was moved by your moves.
Yeah, he's like, I have to do this.
I have to join this man and dance.
Yeah, so I'm hoping someday just tons of people just start rubbing their butts all over the floor. We'll all get down together.
It'll be the popular dance craze of 2016.
All right, that's our next song.
We're calling it
Old Butt.
Old Butt.
Old Butt. The Old Butt Durang.
It's about your grandparents.
So, Chris, you joined in, like, 05 or something?
Oh, God, no. I graduated college in 05.
Oh, okay.
And I had a bachelor's in history and a minor in sociology. And then I graduated, and then...
did you graduate in 05?
I graduated high school in
05. Yeah, you did. I was going to say...
That's right. I didn't graduate college in 05. I graduated high school in 05. Also, good grades. No major or minor. And then I went on to college after high school. And then that's where I met Lil Corey.
Yeah.
Was at the school that we went to. All
right.
And then I was in his house a lot, just standing around. And then finally I joined. What year was it?
I think it was like 2011.
It was like 2011. Not long ago.
Okay.
2011 and 2012.
So, yeah.
When did you pick up guitar?
Pretty much every time I play.
Yeah.
Ow!
But I started when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had played piano before that because I was jealous of my sister playing piano, and she's really good, and I was like, what a jerk, I'm gonna take piano. And I sucked at it. I did okay, but then now I can't really play piano very well, I can't read music very well, but then I decided, this is bullshit, I'm gonna stop this dumb piano thing and pick up a cool guitar, like every white boy's dream in the suburbs. My dream came true, and now I'm in a powerful rock band.
Yeah.
Super funny, Rocket Ship.
Yeah.
So
who was the first, like, inspiration you looked at and you were like, I want to do that?
Was it me?
I would look at Corey a lot while he was performing and just yell things at him and look at him and then leave after he was done playing. Who were my inspirations? Well, I was in high school, I was really into Yola Tango and the Pixies and Pavement and Sonic Youth and all that guitar shit. And then, so I guess like those guys probably.
Yeah.
I always liked the way Ira Kaplan played guitar more than Thurston or Lee Ranaldo from Sonic Youth, who also do noisier guitar stuff. I just liked the way Ira did it because a lot of Yellow Tango songs would be like beautifully melodic and catchy and pop songs, and then in the middle of it will be this like ear-destroying guitar solo. And he's really, I've seen him play, and he's really good live, and it's just great because it kind of, every Yellow Tango song with a guitar part from him is just slightly damaged, I guess. Like, it's, oh, this is a poppy, good tune, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, God, what's happening? and he when he plays, I mean, he's just, it looks like he's not playing with any other band. And he's just by himself and trying to break his guitar. And I like that. Yeah. I like some of the sounds he made. He never seems to worry about playing the right notes, which was a big thing that they encouraged when I was learning music, is playing the right notes.
Right.
And so that's good.
Aren't they coming to the Ready Room or something soon?
Yeah, I think they're coming to town again.
I haven't kept up with any of those bands, though. Like, I mean, I haven't listened to their last couple albums or anything like that now. I mean, I don't really listen to that stuff anymore.
Sure. We had a piano in my house growing up, and my dad was like, I'm sure, terribly out of tune and everything, but my dad, he played the guitar and harmonica and things, and I guess he always kind of had a spot for piano, but he never learned to really play, but all he really knew was the, Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger, so he'd come up
nice.
And walk away. Yeah.
So he knew that part, and then
that's awesome.
My buddy Jeremy, he was super talented piano player, and has like perfect pitch and everything. You know, just has an ear for it, and he was a high school music teacher for a while and things, and. But anyway, every time he come over, my dad would always like, hey, play piano for you, and all this thing. And he would always try to get Jeremy to play, a nice classical piece or do something, more than old time rock and roll. But yeah, that's
that's as classic as it gets.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but I never got into playing. I was I've been a huge fan for a long time. I grew up, my parents playing a lot of music around the house and all this, but just never had a natural knack to pick up an instrument and play, and I just,
so that's probably good. I think I would enjoy music more if I didn't want to play
it. Yeah. I kind of feel like I kind of can, I'm always talking music with everybody, but it's like in what they listen to and things, and there's some of that where you can draw inspiration and you can take it and you can kind of twist and make your own take on it or whatever and things, but for me, like, I listen to the stuff, like, I always have an idea I would think would be fun to start writing songs, I like a lot of like an Americana folk singer songwriter kind of stuff, and I would enjoy writing, but every time I want to sit down to write, like, it's just a matter, like, everybody else's lyrics start coming out of my head, it's like,
sure,
stuff like that, so it's like, it's hard for me to block out what I've already heard and create something original. That's how I feel, like, it's hard, if you were a musician, and, like, you guys are, if you're listening to stuff, it's hard to, like I said, to block that out.
I've always been really bad at writing lyrics. Like, when I write my own music, I don't sing, I don't write lyrics for it. But I do enjoy critiquing and changing Corey's lyrics. usually they're really good, too. But, sure. I mean, he's really good at coming up with some clever turns of phrase that make me happy. So, I definitely leave that in his hands, because I'm terrible at that.
Right.
Otherwise, every song would just be like, this sucks, I want to go hang out with my cat, I don't want to do anything, I want to eat pancakes all the time, and then nothing would rhyme, no one would listen to it, so
I'd listen to a song about pancakes.
Yeah.
We wrote,
did
you listen to our song about pancakes? We made a song about pancakes recently, because Googleplexia Rob Severson, if you haven't met him, definitely meet that character. Brilliant individual, has a record label, that is pancake based. It's a pancake record label. And yeah. So he puts out a lot of compilations of St. Louis bands and has for years. And, he contacted us and told us that he was finally going to make a pancake compilation, which he had never done in all his years as a record label owner and proprietor.
Pancake enthusiast.
Yeah, and pancake enthusiast. And so we wrote this beautiful song. About pancakes. What's it called again?
It's called Pancake Me USA.
Yeah.
Pancake Me USA.
Mm-hmm. So check that out on... Yeah. That compilation.
And speaking of...
Available at all stores.
Writing lyrics and then having other people's lyrics come to you.
Oh, right.
I rip off all kinds of songs.
Well, you have song. To. It's like...
That one's pretty much kind of jokingly doing it. Like, Imagine by John Lennon. Imagine by John Legend, I think is what I was saying.
John Legend.
John Legend's Imagine. You're often
But yeah, familiar. You do that with... Like, when you're writing songs and there's little chords or chord progressions that sound good.
Yeah, I mean,
and,
there's only so much.
You always twist things to make it your own. Yeah, everything's been done. But especially with certain words or phrases or references to songs, it is fun to throw those in to different songs because it just makes you think of that...
Yeah.
Good John Legend song.
I like that song, so that means I like this song.
Yeah, that's what we try to do is make people think of other songs that they like and trick them into liking us.
Yeah.
You ever like heard that was Cupid's Chokehold
the Cupid Shuffle?
No. What's that? Oh man, is a what's the band name? I can't think of now.
I don't know.
The Beatles.
Yeah.
I really have no idea what you're talking about. I wish I could help you out.
There's a song called Cupid's Chokehold, and it was like a 2000s kind of pop punk thing. Mm. But they, in the song, they like reference like every, all the lyrics are like, took Cutie for a ride in her death cab or something like that. Like,
so it's
like
that kind of thing.
There's like different, all these other band title, like our, names of bands all mixed in the lyrics. And so it's kind of fun. That's another kind of take on like where you can take your, influences and reference stuff. And like,
I heard that David Bowie used to write lyrics like that, is that he would take lyrics he had written and cut them up and then make new lyrics out of old lyrics. And that's, some of what you do, just try to make new patterns out of old things.
Lyric writing. I was listening to Stern one day, and he had Neil Young on, and Neil talked about like he had some kind of probably touch my butt fever. He had some kind of fever going on, and he was in a hospital, and he's all like, out of it, and like, I guess he told him, give me a notebook, and he starts like writing all this stuff like in this
fever dream.
Yeah, he's got like 100 something fever going on, and he's just start writing, and then like afterwards, the fever broke, and he went back to assess what he had written, and like out of that came like all the hits, Cinnamon Girl and stuff, like whatever, like four songs came out of out of that fever. So it's like, it's crazy where all of a sudden some inspiration is going to come to you and stuff. And so maybe somebody else will get touch my butt fever and start writing.
Hopefully I do. And then I'll write some more songs.
Touch my butt fever too.
Part two. Touch my butt again. One more time.
We're talking about what we would call our album if we ever had one, and it was I think one of the ideas was call the first one Here We Come Now and then call the second one Here We Come Now Again. Just really like the idea of calling it Here We Come Now.
Here We Come Now. Here We Come Now Again. Yeah, we didn't do it.
We can't. Haven't made an album yet.
Yeah, not yet. Well, I guess we made...
We had a lot of little things.
We had the EP.
The EP called Please Stop.
Super fun, yay, rocket ship, Please Stop.
Mm-hmm. That has some songs on it.
Had songs on it.
And we released it at Layla, where we're playing this weekend.
All comes back around.
That's right.
Dang.
I think, I mean, I don't know. I've had this discussion a lot, too. Like, I feel like people kind of are wasted. There's bands that can make albums and stuff, and that's great and things, but, like, nobody's buying albums anyway. So it's like, we kind of live in a time today where it's about the singles and an EP, if you know, like, hit people with fresh content a lot, you know, like, but it's hard to make a full, you know, 12-track album or whatever, and then you know, survive off that for a while. It's just nobody's buying them anymore.
Yeah, so. And artists used to have to make albums every year, and now, like, the musicians that I listen to now are releasing shit, like, every month. Like, full-length things, and just throwing them out there on the internet and being like, here's a shitload more songs. And we're like, God damn it, we haven't written a song in 8 years. I know, like, I don't know how people make stuff so quickly these days.
Yeah, I've been really conflicted, like, if we should even make an album or just drop a couple songs every now and then. And, like...
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing.
I don't know, because, like, for a long time I've been like, oh, we gotta make an album, For, like, the last couple of years, kind of, been like, oh, we gotta do that, and then...
Well, you had some people blowing smoke up our ass about making an album, so...
Yeah, that was a whole thing. But, yeah. I don't know, but then also I'm like, I don't know, we made an EP, and I'm like, that was fine.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why... I don't know. I'm just like, why?
There's a good band. I don't know if they're still around, but I hope they are. Called The Biters. And they is that's a good name for them because they
bite people.
They bite, as in they kind of resemble a lot of different bands, I guess, reference them or sort of. Oh, they don't. I don't know. They sound. What am I trying to say? They sound like Cheap Trick. You know? Okay. They sound fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But, or, like, when you listen to their songs, you're like, this sounds like Cheap Trick. Yeah. Or, this sounds like Jailbreak, the song.
Thin Lizzy?
Yeah, Thin Lizzy, that's who I'm thinking of. And, you know, that's, like, what they sound like, right? And, but they put out, like, a few EPs here and there, and then just kind of clumped it together like an album. Like the Beta Band did that.
Robin
three,
did
the
that.
Three EPs. Yeah, Robin. Yeah. Robin.
That's... But Gym Class Heroes was that band I was trying to think of. Keep it short.
Travis.
Yeah. The McCoy.
Travi McCoy.
Who dated Katy Perry.
Yeah.
That's why I know about
him. he was their like rapper front man. And, anywho. There was a band out of Colombia, Decadent Nation, that I like a lot, and their last record, or their it's coming having their record release party Friday.
Oh, cool.
But they called it Space and Time, and the record they put like a single a month, and some of the stuff, like, you know, some of it had been recorded, some of it hadn't even been written, but they put out a single, and then every, you know, whatever day, or, you know, however it worked out, but they would put out a new fresh song every month, and then, like, they also paired it up with, like, original artwork, and then, you know, as the year ended, then they, now they're at the point, they're
releasing an album.
Releasing the album, yeah, so, wow. So I thought that was a pretty cool idea, something, a little different take on it, and where, if you throw it out there on iTunes or whatever, and people can listen and buy it and things, and also help support the next, you know, the funding of creating the record also, too. Yeah. So I thought that was a different approach to it, because then the whole, you know, being gone and putting a record together and then trying to come out and have a...
Yeah,
and promote it.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. I guess nowadays it's better to just be constantly shitting out something new to be like, have your... You know, be in the buzz or whatever, and have some news about you, than to, spend like you said, all year, two years. You know, I would love to be so popular that, you know, people are like, oh man, it's been like almost a year since the last Super Fun, Rocket Ship album, and I want more. Yeah. Like, that would be dope.
Yeah. And they're like, again? Come on, guys. Quit.
Just play that.
Quit.
Just play that Fever song we like.
Yeah. Play yeah. that song. Yeah. Let's make Fever 2 yeah. and Fever 3 and 4.
So I read online today. Looks like we were snubbed again, guys. They announced that David Beckham won Sexiest Man of the Year.
No.
David Beckham.
Yeah.
Hasn't he gotten enough in his life?
Yeah, I mean,
he's got enough.
What? Oh, God.
I think Justin Theroux.
Yeah.
Sexiest Who is? Man. I was talking to you earlier about that documentary with Louis Theroux. That's his cousin. How about that?
I'm on a Justin Theroux kick lately, because, like, I've been watching the leftovers.
It's like Theroux. It's like I think Theroux.
I listened to him on...
They're cousins!
On the Meredith podcast recently, they pronounced it Theroux.
We don't talk about other Theroux. Shitty podcasts on this good podcast.
So, I don't know. I mean, I just listen...
Is he a cool dude? He's married to Jennifer Aniston.
He seems like a cool dude. I've been watching.
She was on Friends.
Yeah, I've been watching The Leftovers because that show's amazing. It's so good, and I'm just like, man, like what an attractive man. All the time, I'm just like, dang, this guy. And then I was like, oh, he's on the Nerdist. I'll listen to him talk, and then he's talking, and I'm like, what a chill ass dude.
That's cool.
And then I find out he like wrote Tropic Thunder. And I'm like, what? He's like a writer. Yeah, and he wrote Iron Man 2.
And I didn't see it.
Shit the bed.
Sorry, Justin.
This guy.
And now he's listening.
Yeah, so Justin, if you're out there. And then now he's like...
Well, I like your cousin Louis more. I'm sorry. I'm more familiar with his
he's,
work.
I think he's writing Zoolander 2 with
that's cool.
Ben Stiller or something. Yeah. And I'm like, what? Like, I just had no idea, like, and then...
Yeah,
then,
I didn't know that.
So then I started, like, looking up all this Justin Theroux information. I was like, oh yeah, he was in, like, these David Lynch movies that I like and shit. And I'm like,
what David Lynch movies?
He was in Inland Empire and Mulholland Drive. He's in
those. Wow.
And I was like, dang, Justin Theroux. Who knew? That's all. That's,
yeah, I've just and been then on I found out, because I have been spending a lot of time... watching Louis Theroux documentaries on YouTube.
I think it's pronounced Theroux.
I think it's pronounced a Theroux. Well, he's a half, I guess, British person, and then his dad is American.
Sure.
He's a famous travel writer. Paul Theroux?
Theroux.
I think his name is Paul. Anyway, Louis Theroux makes really good documentaries. And then he did, like, Weird Weekends with Louis, which were kind of goofy documentaries that were funny, where he would go stay with people who lived a crazy lifestyle and just try to get to know them. And then, I guess now he does more serious work. He has a movie that just got released in merry old England about Scientology.
Oh.
So, it's always been difficult for people to make documentaries about Scientology because you can't get access because they don't want people talking shit on them, you know? So I guess what he did was, I haven't seen it, it's not out here, but he got a bunch of people, former Scientologists, took them to like a sound studio or like a soundstage or whatever in Hollywood and had them reenact their experiences as Scientologists. And in doing that, it attracts Scientologists because they want to come and make a documentary about him so they can say, oh, he's a shitbag and you guys are terrible. And so they show up and argue with him and stuff. And I just think that sounds great.
Yeah.
That's kind of, he said in an interview that he gained his inspiration for that from another documentary by Joshua Oppenheimer called The Act of Killing, where they go to Indonesia and have these guys reenact the crimes that they used to commit in the 60s.
I've heard of that.
Communists. Yeah, it's really good.
I haven't seen it.
So disturbing, but so cool. And, I mean, that idea is really interesting. Werner Herzog's done it, too. You know, having people reenact experiences. You think, I don't want to watch a documentary with reenactments. You know, that's dumb. Those are terrible. But I think people experience something or change when they're reenacting something traumatic that they went through before. It's got to be therapeutic in some way.
I didn't watch it, but it came up in a discussion the other day. But I guess there's a new show or the docu-series kind of thing or something on HBO about some guy that killed some people and stuff. And I don't even know the name, but I knew what they were talking about because of the Law and Order SVU episode that came out about it.
Oh, nice.
Which, you know, I love that they do. Ripped from the headlines.
Yeah. So, but there was so something, in the actual story, this guy was like, you know, contacted a kind of to go to discuss his stories or whatever it was, and something along the lines where he thought he was off mic or whatever.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The Jinx.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Jinx.
Jinx, yeah.
That, what's that fucking guy's name? Bob something?
Or don't remember.
Yeah.
Robert?
It is Robert. It's Robert something.
Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah. Bob Odenkirk killed a bunch of people. Yeah, no. You should watch that. It's really cool.
Well,
yeah,
I don't watch it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess he admitted, like, talking to himself in the bathroom.
In the bathroom, yeah.
And then, like, so I remember, like I said, Law & Order did one a similar thing, and that's how they caught him. But, you know, the same story. But it was interesting, like, that was, I didn't realize that was a... When I watched the Law & Order, I didn't realize it was actually a real story. And so I was like, oh, man, that's crazy. Like, this guy just talking to himself in the bathroom.
I mean, especially, too, because, I mean, they promoted that show, then they released it, and there's 6 episodes, I think. And then after the last episode, where that happens... Right after that was released, the guy gets arrested in real life, I guess, even though it is real life. But, I mean, they kind of went under some scrutiny for that. Like, you obviously were cooperating with the police and everything to time when you're going to release this and arrest someone for murder. Sure. So, I mean, that was kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
I would love to release an EP with Super Fun Yeah Yeah Rocket Ship to coincide with some murder. Great.
I think that's doable.
Yeah.
That's why we brought you here this evening. Halloween episode.
Justin Theroux.
Anyway, Justin Theroux.
Sorry I took us down that boring path of documentaries.
World's sexiest man. Eat your heart out, David Beckham.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Married to Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. He's not gonna hang out with us.
He might. I think if you put me and you together, we look like Justin Theroux.
I doubt it. I think he's our... You guys both have strong eyebrows.
He's like our Patronus.
He's not our... He's your... your Patrona boner.
Yeah. Right. If I was like a wizard in trouble, I would call upon Justin Theroux to save me.
Yeah. Like, you would.
Hey!
And I'd call upon Jennifer Aniston to distract Justin Theroux so that...
So I would perish.
Or he would perish.
So the...
But I read an article about Justin Theroux. I forgot to tell you this. They wrote an article about how...
About him?
All he says about Jennifer Aniston is how beautiful she is.
Aww.
He just can't stop talking about
her. What a sweetie.
Which, hey, she's all right. She's a beautiful lady.
I mean, he ain't lying.
Favorite Friends episode. What do you got?
I don't remember any.
Yeah, I'm not. I wasn't big on Friends.
It was on when I was a boy, but I don't remember what happened.
Me neither. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I think my favorite Friends episode is the one we're making right now. Am I right,
guys? Oh yeah.
I feel like that we should like end it on like a high five and like
we all freeze.
Freeze frame. Yeah.
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 Yeah,
so all the listeners out there can see it.
Wait, let's do that. Let's hold a high five
and then roll the credits.
You guys listening out there? I'm still holding the high five. Who is? Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Yeah.
Who is your favorite fan of this show that you know is out there? Do you have a favorite fan?
I mean.
Someone I think there's like a only, shout out to.
I think there's like only one. So
no.
One?
Much, yeah.
That's more than we got.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. That's, I mean, don't know. It's,
do you have any least favorite fans?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Fans
yeah.
you hate.
No, like, it's weird because, like, I know people are listening. Obviously, mm-hmm. the numbers mm-hmm. keep going up. And
nice.
Things, which is exciting. It's great to see. Mm. But the fact,
wish
you know,
we
like,
had that.
you know, it's like I throw it all on Facebook and Twitter and things and hoping to get people to engage. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's the whole idea of social media. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to, you know, but we all post cat and dog videos
yeah.
and bitch about the wars and stuff, like, you know, everything mm-hmm. else. And you know, so that's the only thing. Is like, I don't really get a lot of interaction and feedback, so I don't really exactly know who's out there listening. I know.
Well, I would encourage anyone listening right now to write in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and tell Shane your full name yeah. and your address and your top five favorite things about the show.
Yeah.
Why not?
About this show, this
like,
episode.
Yeah. Because yeah. it does help, like, to get feedback and stuff. Because, like, I, you know, like I listen to podcasts a bunch, but I barely ever, like, say, like, hey, good job.
Sure.
You know, but, like, and, but that helps. I know I saw you post that, like, some people came up to you, like, at a show, I
yeah.
think you said,
oh, yeah.
and, like, we're like, hey, good job, dude.
Yeah,
so no, that's awesome. Like,
that's great.
There are times, like, live in person, like, yeah, we'll get people, you know, they'll just say, yeah, hey, we're listening. What, you know, all right, here, get this. So my wife works at a Michael's.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She gets more people to come up to her telling her they listen to my show than I get people coming up. And she, like, doesn't even know them. They, like,
yeah.
they know, like, so a lot of people recognize her through Facebook. Now
yeah.
Because they'll see her tagged in my pictures
sure.
and things, and they're all...
So they're creeping on your
yeah,
wife
sure.
on Facebook,
yeah,
huh?
So they're like...
That's not cool.
So they'll be, like, you know, in the going to Michael's and, like, hey, you know, you're Shane's wife, right? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and they're
cool.
like, oh, we've been listening to the podcast. And it's
oh,
like...
that's awesome.
And then so she's like, yeah, somebody told me they were listening to the podcast again. And then I'm like, okay, cool. Who was it? I don't know. They didn't tell me their name. So, yeah, it's like, but it's like...
crafty people are listening.
Yeah, right, yeah. So,
good.
I mean, so, Michael's.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by
Michael's.
Thank you, Michael's.
Yeah. Suck it, Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
All you crafty podcasters out there. Yeah, so...
like,
we're doing crafts right now
yeah.
while we record this.
The other night, my friend, I saw my friend David,
yeah.
Who's a sweet boy, and, but David was just like, hey, that video was so, like, he just, like, said a bunch of real nice things, and I was like,
yeah.
thanks, dude.
That like, night that I went to that restaurant, and, this lady was my waitress, and, she was like, hey, I show people that butt video a lot when I'm drunk.
Oh,
and
so cool.
It was so great, and I texted Corey about it, and he was like, where is she? I'm coming right now.
Yeah, I need to meet her.
Get over there, and the night pretty much went downhill from there.
So, but yeah, no, like, that helps a lot, because, like, and at the time, I was kind of, like, feeling, like, kind of down. Like, I don't know, I'll get, like, just, because you do, like, how stupid Facebook works now, how, like, you'll post, like...
oh, fuck Facebook.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks
yeah.
so hard. But, like, you'll post something, and I'm like... here's this music. Like, when I posted our butt video, it had, like, a like.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
it had, like, a like,
a
and
like.
I'm
it
like...
had, like, a like for, like, maybe two. And, like...
Jesus
it had, like, three likes, and two of them were me.
And then the next day,
yeah.
there was only one more
so,
like.
It, and then Facebook...
we're
going
to walk you through each day since
yeah.
we've released the video and tell you when the likes
yeah.
happened.
Well...
and who liked it and who didn't.
It's just... and then Facebook's like, 14 people saw this. And I'm like, this is something I just, like, worked my ass off
right.
for, like, 2 weeks, like, editing and doing all this shit. So
well, okay.
So, like, it's just, like, it sucks
at
how, like...
at the same time, I would like to remind you
yeah.
that even though Facebook is bullshit and people are terrible, that when you made that video, it was released not on the internet right away. It was released
yeah.
live at an event at the Luminary with a lot
yes.
of other St. Louis music videos.
Yeah.
And the Cave of Swords folks put that on there and they played our video twice and it was great.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some people saw it there and that's a lot better than Facebook.
Yeah.
Fuck Facebook.
Well,
we should just delete our Facebook page.
No.
It's bullshit.
But what I was getting to was just that, like, it is, like, discouraging sometimes. Like, you post something, and it's just like, oh, no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
Like, so, and then it sucks. So, like...
I disagree.
Well, no, because I want people to, like, see stuff. So, like, if we do something, I want people to, like, see it. And then, like, if no one is like, hey, that was good. Like, you're just like, oh, that kind of sucks. Like, mm-hmm. so, I don't know. It gets discouraging sometimes. But, yeah, like, what I was getting around to saying was, like, the other night my friend David just, like, said all these nice things. I was like, shit, David. Thank you.
Yeah.
David, you're awesome. Thank you,
David. Shout out to David.
David Bigler.
Bigler. At Lab Creature.
Lab Creature.
On the, makes on the gram.
Awesome art stuff.
Dope art, like horror movie stuff. And,
yeah. So cool.
And zombies and aliens and blobs and cats. And
this little Daft Punk picture that they made right there on the wall.
Yeah.
It's great.
Hey, speaking of on your wall, you got a your Conway Twitty
autographed album that my mom gave me.
We should probably say where we are right now. Which is in Corey's bedroom.
My bedroom. We're all laying on my bed. It's great.
And he does have a life-size Conway Twitty
framed. You know, in that other interview, you were talking about some of that. And but I also enjoy a lot of Conway Twitty stuff.
Yeah.
And, so my dad... he was the one that listened to a lot of it and had like the, I think it was a 4-CD box set or something, and we would listen to that a lot in the truck. And
you would have to listen to it in a truck.
Sure, yeah.
For sure.
But what I, you know, I'm sitting here singing these songs as a kid just because they're catchy songs, and then like as an adult, I'm listening to Conway now, you know, still over the years. And then one day it hit me, I'm like, these are some filthy songs. Like,
they are.
Like, he's writing about a lot, or whoever wrote these songs. Are, there's some really filthy things.
Really?
In there. He's a dirty bird.
Didn't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't really listened to him.
Oh, man.
Of all the old country guys that I know, which is like three, I have not listened to him.
Yeah. That's the same with me. Yeah. Like, I would listen to it, like, when I was younger, my parents would listen to it. And then,
your parents are dirty, huh?
Dirty birds.
Both of you guys have dirty dads.
Yeah,
so. Who are into dirty songs.
Yeah, because, like, you've never been this far before? I'm like, they're going to get it on.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I can tell, baby. You ain't done this before. Jesus. I'm doing some dirty stuff to you, girl.
What the fuck? Is that, like, Robin Thicke?
And it,
Sure. Awful.
Yeah. Robin Thicke is like.
Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty of the new millennium.
Terrible.
There's one of my favorite. He Love to Lay You Down.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he's saying, the last verse is, you know, your hair turns gray. And he's like, all this stuff, and that you're still beautiful, but if I'm still labeled, I'd still love to lay you down.
So I can get that boner up, girl.
If I'm still able.
Yeah.
Right there in the kitchen.
I mean, this is, you know, this is before the days of the Viagra and Cialis commercials.
I think he's saying, I would want to murder you and get a younger girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay you down. You're old now.
Tight-fitting jeans.
Yeah.
He's got some, like almost all his songs are just like, besides the one where he's like, talks about, oh man, he's got some sad songs too.
Yeah, sure.
But
I mean, those songs sound pretty sad too. For the lady.
For the lady.
That's pretty sad.
But yeah, no, I agree. He's a dirty bird.
Yeah. Anyway, I just, like, it's funny, like, I mean, even the same in today in pop music and stuff, like, there's, so I used to work in a middle school, and we had, like, a school dance, and there's, like, whatever, 12 and 13 year olds running around.
Grinding on each other.
Yeah. And then, Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl was the hit at the time, and there's all these girls running around singing I Kissed a Girl and stuff, which, you know, it's fine, but it's like, you listen to the rest of those lyrics, though, there's some dirty stuff in there, too, and, like, you know, it's like a 12-year-old doesn't know what they're singing. They're just singing it because it's a popular, catchy song and stuff, and it's like, it's just funny that, like, you know, people...
12-year-olds are so liberated. You know, they don't, I mean, people say that it's an awkward time in your life.
Right.
Apparently, It's not. Apparently, you know all the cool pop songs. You like dirty shit. You're not thrown off by it. Yeah. And now that we're all old, we're like, oh god, children are listening to what? Because it is horrifying and gross. But, I mean, when you're 12, you're like, I'm fucking cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I was definitely really cool.
I was not cool. I try to mask all the, like, some, not all the time, but there's, like, some songs I'm like, I say some dirty stuff in some of our songs, and I don't really, like, mean to, but I try to, like, mask it sometimes. But then, like, when we did a thing at KDHX one time, and the dude was like, you can't play, like, any of these songs in your EP on the radio. Because they all, not that they were, like, curse words. Because
the radio is pussy.
Yeah, radio, like, cool.
Yeah.
So, like, but I was like, there's all these dirty songs on the radio, but then you said ours can't? Sure.
Right.
Like, we had, like, too many sexual innuendos, I feel like. Yeah. So something he was saying, like, that was...
Okay, well...
Because, like, Jump Your Bones, he was like, no.
He did say... No. And he would know better than us.
I guess.
However, I don't know if you guys have heard Britney Spears. She had a song once, Hit Me, Baby, One More Time.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I just not thought about that. Wow.
Yeah!
And she had that If You Seek Amy song, which that's insane. I dare
you. Yeah.
That stands for
F. God, Womanizer was tight, though.
Yeah.
I'm Britney, bitch.
Say I'm crazy, I got you crazy. but no, I don't know. I mean, all music is terrible. And I mean, I think every person is bad deep inside. I think all people are bad. And so I think that as we get older and we try to say, like, oh, that... they're bad and I'm good, but we're all just rotten, disgusting people inside. Sure. So
we all got a little Conway Twitty in us.
Sure, yeah.
We're all dirty birds.
Yeah. Everybody's got a Conway deep inside.
Have you seen that picture? Somebody photoshopped like it was a Kanye Twitty.
Yeah, that's my dream. I want to mash up. I want a mash up album of that.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Get on it, Girl Talk. Are you still alive? Is Girl Talk still alive?
I don't know. What's Girl Talk doing?
Who's,
No, it's Woman Talk now. He's Girl Talk.
Hey! Just your time.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hang on. One thing real quick. I was going to post this on Facebook earlier because I was like, this is a good
joke. Facebook again.
Facebook. I love talking about Facebook. This is a good joke. Back to Justin Theroux.
Yeah.
I was going to say that... we have a song called Throwing Up. I was going to say we're making a parody cover song of Throwing Up called Throwing Up, but it's about Justin Theroux and how we like
pick him up. Can we have a verse about his cousin Louie?
Pick him up over our head.
Yeah.
And then we'll be like, this song is another song about his cousin Louie Theroux.
What you could do is you could do like you do your verse and then and then Chris comes in and he's like, well, wait a second. I want to
talk about some boring shit.
Yeah.
And then you just stop the song and I just talk about documentaries I've seen. That'd be great.
We'll take the clip from this podcast.
People love that. Yeah. People would love it. Oh, man. You heard that new Superfun song? It's so dope. I love that rap Chris has in the middle. It doesn't rhyme. And he just talks about documentaries.
That's the famous Theroux acting family. Or entertainment family.
Yeah.
Or you can, or you could, like, put out the song, and then, like, Chris can respond with, like, a diss track.
Diss track.
No, it's all about Louie Theroux.
That's right. It's Louie. You know, Louie did a documentary about gangster rap, and he rapped on that, and, he's done so many goofy things. It's great. I haven't watched that one, though, to be honest. I've watched all of them except for two. One is the gangster rap one, which I haven't watched because I like gangster rap, and I don't want it to ruin it for me, because I'm nervous about watching this awkward white British guy try to explore American gangster rap. So I haven't watched that one. I think there's one other one I haven't watched, but... now you're all up to date on all the documentaries I've seen and not seen.
Yeah. Well, guys, this has been a ton of fun.
Yeah.
I will definitely have to do this again sometime for part two and
thanks.
Catch up.
I just want to give a quick shout out, if I may,
before we go.
Can Can I give a quick shout out?
Please.
To the Music Record Shop.
Yeah.
Man, that place is dope.
Yeah, for sure.
You can get records there.
Tapes. CDs. Yes.
Compact discs.
Yeah. And I just want to say, I want you to keep us posted and let us know if more people listen to our episode than they did the Talk episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're coming for you, Talk. That's all.
Yeah. Those guys are so great, man.
They're great guys.
I had a lot of fun talking to those guys.
They're bullies, okay? Those guys are bullies.
Yeah, shots fired here.
Yeah, those guys are nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
They're bullies, especially Brian. Brian's a bully. He's an internet cyber bully as well. He's always talking about poisoning his wife.
Yeah.
I don't think that's funny, Brian.
And Matt tied my shoes together one time on the playground, and I fell, and that's why I look like
it. Oh, it was Matt who's talking about his wife, poisoning his wife. Not Brian. Brian doesn't have a wife. Just kidding.
Brian's a free bird.
Brian, I love. Brian is always...
Brian's great. Nice.
Matt is just so mean and violent.
Brian is great.
But Brian, I love him.
People name Brian.
Their drummer. Don't get me started.
Brian, though.
They're the one drummer that they've had for 37 years now. They've never changed drummers, and he's very multifaceted. I think that he's great.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, please make sure that this episode is more popular than the Talk episode.
Oh, yeah. That's all.
That reminded me, because we totally forgot to answer all the questions
from the fans.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
All those really good questions that the fans gave us.
So,
thanks, fans. Well,
we can speed round them.
Speed, hit us with them.
So, quickly, here we go. Lightning round.
We have to buzz in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Matt wanted to know, what were you guys smoking?
Buzz. Nothing. Because smoking is really bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah. Matt, I don't know why you think that we would do bad things, like smoking. Because we're not those guys. We're not like Talk, okay? We're not bad guys.
Yeah.
We're good guys.
Never smoked a drop in my life.
Never smoked a drop.
I'm here to say that I'm proud. So.
I'm here to say that I'm proud.
Yeah.
Next question.
Next.
David says, where do you get the inspiration for your wonderful music videos?
Buzz. It just... From David himself. I look at pictures of David, and I'm like, new music video, it's coming.
Yep.
It's coming.
Next.
I'm ready. Next.
Abby says, would Chris ever consider letting a goat join the band?
Absolutely fucking not. There's no way. I will never let a goat be in this band.
I'm down.
However, I can easily be swayed with presents and candy and money. And basically, if Corey was just like, I want a goat in the band, I'd be like, okay. So, the answer is no.
We'd be the only band with a goat.
No, we wouldn't.
There's
fucking Mumford and Sons. That are like half of them are goats.
Half are goats.
Fucking awful. Anyway,
next.
Again, David, bringing the heat.
Yeah,
man,
he's the best.
Says, has Corey ever gotten injured while running around a venue?
I fell off a speaker at a show in Belleville because the speaker. I was standing on a speaker and it flipped over. And I fell and landed on my back, but I don't think I was injured. But Chris was like, oh, really? and then I picked back up with the song, and everything was fine. But I think my back hurt a little bit, but I was good. I think
pretty much after every show, the next day, we call each other, and we're like, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, yeah, we feel
just
awful.
From standing up for half an hour.
Oh, man.
Everything sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty much every show, I try to make sure Corey gets injured.
We get hurt pretty badly.
Next?
What else we got here? What's your favorite kind of baby? That's from Clint.
Buzz. My favorite kind of baby is a baby genius.
Hell. I gotta say the baby Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus?
Jesus.
The baby Jesus?
The baby Jesus.
Is your favorite kind of baby.
Is my favorite kind of baby.
Next!
His little beard.
Baby beard. It is cute to see a baby with a beard. I'm going to change my answer to bearded babies.
So at my work, I work in an elementary school now, and they always announce, like, bus riders, car riders, walkers, mm-hmm. bike riders mm-hmm. and stuff. And so, but when they say bike rider, he only says bikers. So when he said, when he says bikers, I just imagine a bunch of kindergarten bikers walking down the hall, leather jackets and mustaches.
Smoking.
And it makes me laugh every time.
That is great.
It's quality entertainment going on in my head.
Bikers, get the fuck out of school. That's great.
So,
are there any other questions from our adoring fans?
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
There was one about pine cone jam. I've not had pine cone jam.
Someone did ask us about. Where was that on? Your Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was someone on Instagram from. Oh boy. I can look that up.
Oh, I left a question on Instagram.
You did leave a question on Instagram. I threw my phone.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Where is that?
All right. Well, we'll throw some. Some songs. What do you guess, Touch My Butt?
And the Fever, yeah.
And the Fever?
Yeah.
Well, Touch My Butt Fever.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
My Butt Fever. I'm going
to give it to you, listeners.
And then come see these guys.
These guys.
Saturday
at Leyva.
Which has delicious food. Oh my God, it's
and
so
beverage.
Good. Beverage, yeah. Food, it's so good. It's the best. So if you don't come see us because you're crazy, at least go there and eat and drink. It's, oh my God, it's great. It's so good.
What time you guys
plan? 9 p.m.
9?
Yep. It's just
us. Then are we DJing afterwards?
Then we're like planning for maybe an hour, hour and a half, and then we're going to just play some of our favorite tunes afterwards and chill and hang out. It's going to be great.
Good. Yeah.
And it's free.
Free.
Free show.
Free.
Free.
More money to buy a cheeseburger and some beverages.
And the fries. Best fries ever in the world.
Best fries
hands
ever.
Down.
That's going to be the quote on the... I'm going to put it out there.
Best fries ever in the world.
Corey Goodman.
Best fries ever in the world, Layla. Hands down.
And then Friday, December 18th at Schlafly Tap Room. And January 9th at the Heavy Anchor. So mark your calendars for that.
Please,
yeah.
We beg you.
And what we got? We got the official Super Fun Yeah Yeah Rocket Ship Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, so all of it.
Come out, see.
Which I think I should clarify just real quick about our social media. I don't do any of it. It's all Corey.
Yeah.
So sometimes people come up to me. Actually, someone, well, you said, I guess you put a post up about how at Halloween we were going to be Dora the Explorer.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend was like, oh, so I heard you're going to dress up as Dora. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's great.
So people are reading these bullshit things.
That's great.
That
makes me happy.
Because
I just post a bunch of stupid stuff on there all the time.
I have no idea.
People, yeah, Chris doesn't know about any of it. No one talks to me about it. So then people go to Chris and like... Yeah. Hey,
I heard you're doing some dumb shit. Like, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Was it on the Facebook? Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, those are all run by Corey. So if you have just like pictures of your butt that you want to send to me, then just mail it to my parents. They'll get it to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have Facebook.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have an official website.
Superfunyayrocketship.com.
We have a mailing list.
Yeah.
We're still accruing emails to our mail.
Once we get enough emails, we're going to send something out.
I signed up today.
Oh, thank
Sweet.
You.
Sweet. Yeah, it's on the superfunyayrocketship.com. You hop on there. There's a little thing. You can put your email in and hop right on it. We're going to send out our first email soon. It's going to be real good.
I did.
It's going to be a great email.
It's
going to
be a good email.
And then iTunes stuff.
Bandcamp. Oh yeah, give us
Spotify.
Spotify, just go on
Spotify. I don't have Spotify either.
Click, you know, put it on repeat. Go to our albums, hit play, put it on repeat. Leave the house for a couple days. Just let it roll. Let it roll. Give us a couple cents.
Yeah, 16 pennies.
Yeah, man, we got some T-shirts and stuff like that, and a comic book that people made about us. You can buy that online too.
Yeah,
it's all there. You can find it. Just Google us.
Google it. I think it's
look us up on Alta Vista.
It pops up pretty early on the Google. There's not a lot of Superfun.
Yeah, not much. Not much.
There was some show called the Superfun Happy Hour.
Yeah, there's something like recently called like Superfun Superfun Night or there's
Superfun Night. Yeah, Superfun Night. So we sued them.
Yeah, and we got them taken off the air.
So watch your backs.
Good work, guys.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. So we'll stick around for. Touch my butt fever.
Touch
my butt fever.
All right, thanks, guys.
I love you, Mom.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Everybody's talking about their behinds, but don't want to talk to one to talk about mine. I look in the mirror, and all that I see is a floppy, flabby booty staring back at me. If you give it a squeeze or you give it a squish, it makes me queasy and it makes me sick. I get down in the dumps by my dumb old rump. I ain't having no fun when you slap my buns. You may say that it's nothing, but I'm just being whiny. But you gotta put some time in, honey, if you want to touch this hiney. It takes time, baby, to fall in love. And it takes time for me to give it up. Oh, it takes time, baby, to touch my butt. I'm sorry, but you and I just met, and my fanny ain't all of yours just yet. No. When I see the hand coming, I start to sweat. I am shaking in my briefs, you're gonna give it a pet. You may say that it's nothing, and I'm just being whiny, but it takes some time, honey, and for you want to touch this hiney. It takes time to fall in love. Oh, it takes time, baby, to fall in love. Oh, it takes time for me to give it up. Oh, it takes time, baby, to touch my butt. Touch my butt, I touch my butt. I touch my butt, baby, touch my butt. Oh, it takes time to fall in love. Oh, it takes time, baby, to touch my butt. Hey there, baby, I think it's time. I'm squeezing yours and maybe you could squeeze mine. I close my eyes, take a deep breath. I clench my cheeks and I wait for death. To my surprise, it feels pretty nice. I don't think I've ever felt so alive. When it comes to butt touching, I change my mind. I want you to touch my butt till the end of time. It took time, but I'm in love. Oh, it took time, baby, I'm in love. Take two hands and give it a rub. I'll take two hands and baby touch my butt. Touch my butt, I touch my butt. Every day you can touch my butt. When I'm falling asleep or waking up, anytime you can touch my butt.
Howdy, I'm Corey.
And I'm Chris. And we are super fun.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do that one more time.
Let's do it again. Well, yeah. Howdy, I'm Corey.
And I'm Chris.
And you're...
Oh, yeah. All right.
I thought you were going to... I was waiting for you to say tougher at the end of Chris. So okay. That's why I was pausing the first time. All right.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.